This is the fifth module, fifth step, third day. One of the financial advisors that I work with, his name is Patrick, and he has the leading numbers last year for a firm called Morgan Stanley. He's been number two many years, but he's been the leader. And one story set him on his way. He was a young man in New York City, and with another young man in his 20s, they owned a butcher shop. And one day on a Friday, someone walked in the butcher shop in the afternoon and had a shotgun and pushed the shotgun against Patrick's throat and said, "Empty out your cash register." He empties it out. The next day, it wasn't planned, but he decided he needed to get away. He gets on a plane. He goes down to Florida to relax for a week. But the week goes by. It's time to go home. He calls his partner and says, "I'm not coming home. You own it. You don't owe me any money, but you can have the butcher shop." And he decides to become a financial advisor and one of the best in the country. Every time he has a challenge, when someone comes in and accuses him of something that's not accurate, like he's a cheater, because money is a very emotional thing, when the markets go bad, he says one thing to himself. He says it out loud. "This is easy. This is real easy." Do you understand how that helps him get in the zone? It makes him avoid the number one temptation that is known to man. The temptation for self-pity. And I have to honestly tell you that I sometimes worry about my children. Not that it's too hard. That it's actually too easy. That they never really found a way to think through things. I said to myself, get a mechanism built in where you can get rid of the clutter. Where you can quit falling into the trap of self-pity. That you can quit falling into the trap of being offended. That you could just keep your mind in a real, real quiet place. I'm flying up to Minneapolis. It's about a month ago, and I had a man in the seat beside me. He doesn't quite fit. He's asleep on my shoulder. And he's snoring. He's somewhat drooling. I can't wake him up. And I'm thinking, my wife and I don't even do this. I'm starting to feel cheap. And then I said it out loud. I said, "Kevin, keep your peace," I said to myself. Sometimes as soon as I walk in the airport, I say, "Kevin, if you're easy going," I say it out loud, "this will be easy. This will be extremely easy." I work for the Philadelphia Eagles. Sometimes it doesn't seem like they need me. It seems like they need the Pope. And I've worked for the Miami Football Hurricanes for about 15 years. A few years back, Philadelphia, with Terrell Owens, played the Ravens, who had a guy I knew from the Hurricanes, Ray Lewis. And in that game, Terrell Owens scored a touchdown and decided to imitate in the end zone Ray Lewis. And after the game, they interviewed Terrell Owens. They asked him, "Why do you hate Ray Lewis? You imitated him today." He said, "He's a crook. He's no good. Lock him up and throw away the key." I was in front of a lot of people. The next day, they interviewed Ray Lewis. They said, "Ray, yesterday, Terrell said you're a crook. He said you're no good. He said lock you up and throw away the key." He said, "I heard the whole thing." He said, they asked him, "Anything you want to say to Terrell?" He goes, "Yeah. Tell him if the world ever turns its back on him. Tell him if he ever feels alone. Tell him if he ever needs a good friend, I'm it. Matter of fact, won't you tell him if he ever needs a good meal? I'll fly my mother up to cook it. It looks like he might need one cooked with love." What do you do with that? Now, listen to this word, because it's going to now be something we're going to focus on. Should. Terrell Owens should be different. My client should be different. My boss should be different. Here comes a key point to mental clutter. Align your expectations with reality. Expect people to be what they are, not what you think they should be. And you will find yourself getting rid of a lot of clutter.